When the history of the first half of the 20th century of American popular song vocalists is written, you're going to hear about Ella Fitzgerald, you're going to hear about Sinatra, you're going to hear about a lot of people. You're not going to hear about Max Fleming. And people said that at the time.
He was a very complicated man.
He was a genius.
He was an animal.
Good evening, and welcome to Music, 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 Music. Tonight, we examine a forgotten figure from the golden age of American popular song, Max Fleming. His signature hit, Doodly Doo, was an enormous success, and truly one of the finest statements ever made. Here is the original recording of Doodly Doo, and as you listen to this precious artifact, notice how Fleming, at the beginning of his career, has a smooth, velvety young voice, not the gravelly sound he developed later. Let's listen. That was Max Fleming, Doodly Doo, the original classic record. I have here in the studio some of those who were close to Fleming during his heyday. Here's his ex-wife, former showgirl Bitsy Smits Fleming Fitzgerald. How are you, Bitsy?
Oh, I'm fine, Noah.
Tell me how you met Max Fleming.
I met Max in Las Vegas. I was a showgirl, and he was a headliner. And he was so big and handsome, and he sang so gorgeously. And I thought, I always said, when Max sang Doodly Doo, that was it. Oh!
Now, it was during his Vegas period that he perfected his live performance style.
Oh, yes. Well, Max loved a good audience. And a good audience loved Max. He would make the most little speeches, and it was magnificent.
Let's listen to a track. This is from Max Fleming's Live in Las Vegas album. Very hard to find, out-of-print album, although there are numerous online petitions trying to get it released, along with the rest of the Max Fleming catalog on CD.
Don't let a man's music die!
So here then is Max Fleming performing Doodly Doo live in Las Vegas.
Alright, this is a big hit. Now sing along if you know it, okay? Let's do it, boys. Come on. Come on, boys. Doodly Doo.
Tinseltown Wag S.H. Ittermeyer wrote that there are some performers so electric that their performances are shocking. He was talking about James Cagney, but he might as well have been discussing the supercharged Max Fleming, a man who would be a legend if that were his status. I'm here now with a man who is not a legend, record mogul Jack Bercury. He's argued in a fascinating article that those who remember Fleming for Doodly Doo are missing out.
That's right, Donald. You know, in this business, one of the things that happens is that singers get stuck with their signature numbers. They get in a little pigeonhole. I say Tony Bennett, you say I Left My Heart in San Francisco. And I'm not knocking I Left My Heart in San Francisco. I love I Left My Heart in San Francisco. But is I Left My Heart in San Francisco the complete statement of what the body of work that is the sum total of the artist, the performer, that is Tony Bennett, is? Absolutely not. And it is a wonderful song. I am in favor of giving Doodle-Dee-Doo its due. But so many of his other numbers were so mesmerizing. It's a shame to be remembered only for the big hit, the big seller.
Well, in that spirit, then, let's play something else by Max Fleming, also from his live album. It's called Make a Wish Upon a Love Dream. Would you like to say a few words about this, Jack?
Oh, you'll love it. I love it. It's a beautiful ballad. And just between you and me, I think it makes Sinatra look like a horse.
Here is Max Fleming, Make a Wish Upon a Love Dream.
Everyone's loved and lost. It's not easy to love and then lose. You lose the love that you had, and then you don't have it anymore because you've lost it. This is about that. Make a wish upon a love dream. Feel your heart can. It's doodly doodly yay! Doodly do, doodly do, yeah!
That's Max Fleming the artist. Now, what about Max Fleming the man? What was he really like? And what was it like to live with him, Bitsy?
Well, at first, we were very, very happy. It was a wonderful marriage. We met backstage. He said, I'm Max Fleming, and I said, I'm Bitsy Smits. And he said, Smits! Oh, that makes Smits! I'm smitten! Bitsy Smits! I'm smitten with Smits! Bitsy Smits! He was trying to make a joke about my name. But then, when his career started to take a nosedive, it got a little bit difficult. I remember one time we were...
Oh my God, we're out of time.